This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Obamacare came up a couple of times last night, either in the it's terrible and we got to repeal and replace it context or in the it needs some fixing context. One of the big healthcare pushes by the Obama administration has been to get doctors and hospitals to ditch all their paper records and go digital, be more efficient, and save some money. One $30 billion investment by the federal government later, most hospitals and physicians do have electronic healthcare record systems. The catch is that software vendors who sell these things sometimes tuck fees, some small, some big, some hidden, into the contracts. So the Department of Health and Human Services has released sort of a how-to-negotiate guide to help doctors and hospitals sidestep contractual minefields and not get trapped in the fine print. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
When the Arkansas Verdigris Valley Health Centers in Oklahoma bought their electronic health record system, they were thrilled. Then Marcus Johnson, who heads up IT, says they saw the software vendor's contract.
The gibberish in the contracts that they sent, good luck reading that.
Johnson says they assumed they'd finally be able to track all their patients as they got care all around Tulsa. Instead, they got schooled in the art of a bad deal.
To send out a alert to a patient to say they have an appointment, it's 10 cents per message.
And that's not all. To share patient data, they'd have to pay a one-time $750 facility fee and $50 a month for every nurse and doctor who wanted to share data. All told, it'd be $50,000. $50,000 the clinic didn't have. So for the last 6 years, patient data may as well have been kept on paper.
This story is very common, unfortunately. So it's a problem.
That's Andy Slavitt, head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Plenty of small practices deal with some of the largest software companies on the planet. The new guide, says Slavitt, flags common tricks like one-time connection fees and offers physicians negotiating advice.
We're publishing a list of best practices so that they can be incorporated into the contracts that people use.
Back in Oklahoma, Marcus Johnson says they've quit their old vendor. The clinic has hired a new company that guarantees data will follow the patient, and the clinic can even send out those appointment reminders for free. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.